This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
Hey guys, this is Bill. Just a quick thing. My thought in the game is I'm done with Chip Kelly. Why? I think, you know, anyone who is a manager out there can totally understand this. It's as a manager, you always want to make sure you give enough time. I mean, outside of egregious mistakes and craziness, you want to go ahead and before you pull the trigger on someone, make sure you've done all your due diligence, right? To make sure, did I give this person enough training? Do they know how to do the job, right? Make sure it's nothing where they don't know how to do it. Before you pull the trigger and get rid of somebody. Because if you don't, you're always going to feel like, God, I should have done X, Y, and Z. Well, I think for UCLA, I think the AD, current AD, Jarmon, I think he came in later in Chip's tenure. Chip's been there for 6 years, but I still think he can look at the work and go, did we at UCLA give this guy enough time? Did we tell him what we wanted and our expectations? Did he deliver? The answer is yes, you gave him enough time. 6 years is a really good amount for a football coach to show some kind of improvement, and he's still making the same mistakes after 6 years. His record says it all. He is 33-33. I think it's just really time to move on and cut the cord before we get into the Big Ten. I wish the best for him. No ill will, but it's just not going to work out at UCLA. So there you go. Let's move on, and let's hope that, you know, the next coach can really help UCLA as it goes into the Big Ten. Take care. Go Bruins.
UCLA football countdown account. I created it 3 years ago because I wanted there to be a positive voice for the football program. And after last night, I just can't do it anymore. We lost at home to a 2-win team with no quarterback, no offensive line, and a first-year head coach. When you're losing games like that, it's officially over. Everybody else, who I consider to be positive voices in the fan base, is saying the same thing. Martin Jarmond, it's time. You need to do what's right and get rid of Chip Kelly now. Thank you very much for listening.
Hey, this is Dez. I'm calling now instead of calling later because why not? This is horrible, and I'm coming to the conclusion that Chip just wants to get fired. It can't be any other way. Three is great running the ball. That's awesome. Nice little touch spiral, you know, when he should look to the opposite side of the field to see a wide open receiver. The calls in the red zone make no sense. You got a guy who can barely connect on a pass. You got Chase Griffin, who is an actual passer of the football. And you have another kid who's 6 foot whatever and can also run the offense because he's been there forever. I don't get it. So I'm now resigned to thinking that Chip just wants to get fired. It's no way on earth that he's going to stick his sleeve the entire game, not have anything go or move, not trust him to pass the ball, and just keep doing what he's doing. It's no other way than he just wants to get fired. I think he just wants that $8 million check to get on out of his contract and call it a day. Anyway, much love. Go Bruins.
Fired Chip Kelly. He's a piece of
Yeah, this is Jake, and I'm literally driving away from Burbank Airport, where I've just dropped off my daughter Megan, my co-host for the fair minimum, actually flying back up to Berkeley for the weekend. And I'll tell you, this is not how I had a plan. After missing her softball weekend last week down in Southern California to play those stupid Trojans, because I was up in Tucson, or down in Tucson, watching the Bruins lose once again, I thought, well, at the very least, you have an absolutely dreadful ASU coming into town, into the Rose Bowl. And, you know, I don't miss the game because we're going to have some family and friends over to watch the game and host. Made a lovely meal, carne asada, barbecue shrimp, Krispy Kreme bread pudding. And everybody would just say, you know, relax and watch the Bruins. Maybe not score 50 points. Nobody expected that. But they certainly should have dominated this team. And instead, what? We have Dillingham with some smoke and mirrors. They actually didn't result to much, honestly. What they are, it's like 3.5 yards of play or some nonsense. And 250 yards, no. BC offense is that bad. I said before the show that they should come out and just, especially when you have Colin Schley, just run the dang ball. And I thought, there's no way he could possibly fall into some sort of trap of trying to throw with Colin Schley. We've seen how it works. And I like Colin Schley. I've been wanting more Colin Schley all year. But it's to run the goddamn ball. And the only time the Bulls look good when they were winning the freaking triple option. What in the hell? So instead of a nice leisurely weekend where I can entertain guests for the first time in months, thank you, Chip Kelly, for that. Your final gift to me, I'm assuming. And once again, this program is stuck back at 500. I read an article about that a month ago, about how they can't get unstuck from 500. Guess what? Still there. What does this tell you, UCLA? We're in the wrong place. I'm finally convinced, beyond a reasonable doubt.
And in conclusion, Chip Kelly must be stopped. Go Bruins.
Hey guys, it is your friend and favorite Gen Z alumnus, Christy Bruin. Haven't really written in or called in, looked it on the Slack, clicked on the Slack. Wow, dang, an inexcusable loss. I've been going to the Rose Bowl since 2018, pretty consistently, almost every game, except maybe the COVID year. And there were some rough losses in that patch. I was there for San Diego State, there for Fresno State in 2021. But man, it doesn't feel like we got beat bad by a bad team like that. Not in my memory, at least, especially at home. And you know, I'm not even mad about it anymore. I don't have the energy to be mad. I'm just sad. It makes me sad to think about this team that I really love supporting, that it's gotten to this point where they're clearly not working well together as a unit. Chip looks like he's completely lost the defense. But yeah, none of those previous losses feel comparable. The closest analog I have was being in the stands 2018 when the basketball team lost to Liberty. There were chants of fire Steve Alford. So, yeah, like, this doesn't feel like Chip can recover from a loss like this. God willing, he'll find a way to win the SC game, but I don't even know if he should make it into the week. But give Ken N, the former baby coach, chance the game plan around Schley. Go into the game with an interim coach and see how that goes, because at this point, it feels like an all-time low for the Chip Kelly era. So hopefully Jarmond has the strength and the backing from the donors to make the move, because it's not looking great, and from what I've been reading about the state the program's in, especially with NIL, looks like it's probably going to get worse. Probably going to get cut off here, so I have a couple more thoughts. I'll call in again. But yeah, cheers for now.
Hey, what's Bruin Show? This is Terry. That was really tough. Although, I wasn't surprised based on the play against Arizona and just not really quite understanding, you know, the offensive strategy. I think I've processed this loss. I'm getting used to the fact that, you know, Chip Kelly's going. There's going to be change, and looking forward to what that change is. I guess my question is, when is the best time? Maybe it's now, maybe after SC, maybe it's at the end of the season. I noticed that Arizona had a really close game with Colorado. Last second field goal is what put Arizona over Colorado. But Jed Fish certainly seems to know UCLA better than any other coach that we face. I'm curious about him. Wondering about Dance and Lynn and what the internal situation would be if they fired Chip Kelly now. And I just think in the short term, there's no offensive leadership on the field. Like, I think Garbers is the closest thing that the offense has, you know, it's difficult when he's on the sideline. I feel like, I mean, I have a little bit of hope that this SC game won't be an entire disaster. I think if they stick to the initial plan of starting Garbers and inserting Dante and Schley into planned and strategically implemented packages, there might be a chance for a competitive game. And just having, I guess get the feeling the offense likes Garbers, and he can lead them probably better than the other quarterbacks just because of that. But, you know, I'm an outsider. Yeah, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I'm looking forward to the show when you kind of break down maybe the pre-SC show, what your thoughts are on potential coaches and that sort of thing. Thanks so much for offering this line. Condolences to everybody. Give yourself a big pat on the back for being a great Bruin fan. Go Bruin.
Hi, I'm Mike Regalado of the What's Bruin Show. And here's my take on Chip Kelly in UCLA. In the years that he's been in Westwood, he has increased his win percentage every year. And it does not look like he's going to do that this year. That was one of his saving graces, is that he could improve from season to season. After the non-conference, we saw that that was going to be a little troublesome. Despite the fact that he had a loaded quarterback room. You know, I love that saying, you know, if you have three quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. Well, that's the case. Sure, they all are talented in their own ways, but there isn't one that has been able to efficiently move the offense down the field and score points. The fact that UCLA only scored points against one of the worst teams in the conference that is in total rebuild mode, and the fact that the defense, UCLA's defense, which has been its saving grace, you know, wasn't able to limit that slapdash offense that had both running backs and tight ends throwing footballs around, is a big issue. Definitely a big issue. Because, I mean, it is obvious. It's everything, I wouldn't say went right for ASU, but they knew how to gamble a little bit, take risks, do what they needed to do to get the win. UCLA's offense and play calling and decision making, you know, going for it on 4th-and-1 and not being able to get it, using the very similar plays and trying to get 4th-and-1 and not being able to get it, going for any yardage and one and not being able to get it. You know, Chip Kelly, I'm sure he's, you know, if he had the squad that Alabama is that currently has, I'm sure he can do some damage in college football. But he hasn't, and that's part of the problem, is that he's been able to recruit good guys. He needs to recruit great guys, great athletes. And I'm not, you know, taking away from the intellect of these players, because they are very smart players, but sometimes talent just shines through. And this isn't a roster full of fives. There's some talented guys on here, but not talented, you know, to help elevate the status of this team. And, you know, nothing against the players, you know, they've busted their butts. They've, you know, the majority of them have been here the last 2 years where they've had some success. But the fact that Chip Kelly has had trouble on the road, especially against ranked teams, and lost at home for the first time this season to a team that they should have wiped the floor with, to a team that doesn't even have a quarterback, let alone multiple quarterbacks to put on the field. It's very concerning. And at this point, you know, I've been on the Chip train saying that he has improved and that his offenses with Dorian Thompson-Robinson have been elite, and they have, but what does it say now that the offense is statistically nowhere to be seen at the top of college football, and has fallen off quite a bit? Both recruiting, development, you know, the offensive line really hasn't developed as I hoped it would. You know, I like what Tim Trevino has done the previous years, but this year just didn't happen, and that's unfortunate. And the offense has suffered for a great many reasons. And when you lose, when you can only put up 7 points against Arizona State, a team that's been one of the worst in the Pac-12 for the majority of the season, that's bad. That's really bad. And I don't see much progress going into next year, when UCLA will have an incrementally tougher time in the Big Ten with some of those bad boys out there. But yeah, just a quick little rant on why this isn't working. It's not working. Gotta move on. As I said before, as I put on Twitter, we're gonna get a reaction. If Kelly has only brought mediocrity, if that's what UCLA wants, keep him. If they want to be elite, to try to be elite, they need to move on and find someone who will make them elite. It's not happening right now.
What's up, guys? This is Michael Hanna from the B-Team Podcast. Just decided to call in and celebrate this joyous day. The day where everybody conclusively realized that Chip Kelly is a dead man walking at UCLA. And, yeah, I feel like we can feel the movement in the fan base. And I think there's 99% to 100% unanimity at this point. And welcome to the dark side, guys. Welcome to my side of the fence. It's cozy here. We have coffee. We have a barista. We have an In-N-Out truck. We have fun on this side of the fence. So, yeah, welcome to the dark side. I want to ask you this for real, though. Would you guys prefer to get a coach like Jonathan Smith if you had your choice from a hypothetical shortlist? Would it be a coach like Jonathan Smith, who's pretty well established at his job, has done a good job at his job, and really kind of, you know, has those head coaching chops? Or would you have like roll the dice on a high-end assistant, a coordinator, or even an office coordinator, defense coordinator, something like that, from a high-major program who has those more refined upper-level recruiting chops? So, yeah, we want to put that to you guys. But, yeah, today I feel like is a good day. So looking forward to hearing from you guys soon. Keep up the good work, as always, and I'll be in touch with you guys. And last but not least, suck it, Rand Troy. Now and forever, but especially this week. All right, go Bruins.
Another thing that just drives me up the wall is this narrative that this Chip Kelly program doesn't have the players. Has he been recruiting in a non-traditional way? Absolutely. Is it what everybody wants? Absolutely not. But he had the players to win this year. It's just how he deploys them. It's his game plan. It's not putting them in a position to do their best. He had the players to win this game. He had the players to win in Utah. But it is the sin of pride that has cost these Bruins. If this team was 8-2, it'd be a whole different story, wouldn't it be? But they ain't. It's extreme irony and synchronicity that the Bruins are laid low by this Arizona State team that finally pushed us all over the edge and how we feel about Chip Kelly. They're an overmatched team with a coach that truly made chicken salad out of chicken shit. It's not like it was game-breaking. He does his little trick swing gates and all that stuff. And all it amounted to was 250 yards. 17 goddamn points. But it was good enough, and Chip's definitely wasn't. It's a stark contrast and a complete microcosm of the situation at UCLA right now. Not good enough. Could have been. Should have been. They got the guys. Maybe it's not the guys that Michael Hanna wants. Maybe it's not the guys that Bro wants. But they could have won with these guys in this way if they just played to their strengths and not kick themselves and us in the balls over and over. Make it stop. And in conclusion, Chip Kelly must be stopped. Go Bruins.
This is Leo from the library. This is not an Olympic sports update. I'm watching the football game. There's just over 3 minutes left. Fire Chip Kelly. Fire him now.
Hey guys, it's Mark in Burbank calling after the ASU debacle. And I'm sure you spent a lot of time already talking about the game, so I actually want to spend 1 minute just talking about Texas A&M. And you're going to say, why do you want to talk about the Aggies, Mark? It's because this morning, Sunday morning, fired their head coach, Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo, big name coach coming into A&M, just like Chip was a big name coach coming into A&M. Or coming into UCLA, you know, Jimbo had won national championship, had done all kinds of stuff. And at his time at Texas A&M, won the Orange Bowl, finished top five. We never did that at UCLA. Jimbo Fisher was 45-25, so plus 20 on the wins. Chip's at what, 500? Like 33-33. This is a program that's serious about football. They want to play big boy football. And UCLA, staring at a much more mediocre coach, a much more mediocre record, still has Chip as their coach. And it wasn't cheap for the Aggies. They had to spend a record like $76 million to get rid of them. So they are paying through the nose to move on. And that's what Martin Jarman and UCLA Athletics needs to do. Like, it is beyond comedy at this point that we still have Chip as our coach. We're going into the Big Ten. We need to play serious football. We need to be like Texas A&M, make the decision, and move on to something better. Just pay off the contract. Let's end this thing and get on to the new era of UCLA football. All right, guys. Have a good one. Go Bruins.
Here's an email from Nancy. Last night was truly torture. Watching a demoralized team play a nice guy, but not a great quarterback, was awful. Staring into the abyss of the rest of the season is so dismal. I will always support the players, but not stupid coaching. So Jake, I'm officially declaring it basketball season. Women's basketball, that is. Join the happy side with a winning great team. I love the men too, but can't guarantee winning every game. But they will grow into a Bruin year. Dr. Nancy, England Empire Bruin alumni vice president. She's done with Chip too.
Hello fellas, it's Jamal calling you from Arizona. Jake wanted us to give a short fire Chip thought. And here it is, fire his ass. Fire him into the sun if you can. Short of that, you can't have him leading the program going to the Big Ten. I'm sorry. He can't even lead the program in the Pac-12. What makes anyone think that he'll be successful leading the program in the Big Ten? It's a harsh reality. We were all super excited. You guys could probably find it on one of the archives of how excited we were when he was hired. The news of him being hired, but it just didn't work. What, 33-33, I think 4 wins against top-ranked opponents in these 6 years. Why give them a 7th year, especially since you're transitioning into a new conference? You know, I don't know. I don't know who you can pluck out. Maybe get somebody with Big Ten experience, someone who's going to recruit those Midwest boys to give quarterbacks some time to throw the ball. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you just can't. You can't let Chip Kelly continue to be the UCLA coach. It's just a reality. And you should take Justin Wilcox with him. That's Cal's coach. Take him with him. He doesn't know what he's doing either. But less resources and going to a user conference, in my opinion. So yeah, Chip should be fired. This Arizona State game was just further proof that he's not taking the program any further than, you know, a 9-win season when he's got a favorable schedule like last year. And he had a favorable schedule this year, and somehow he still blew it. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. Have a good show. Of course, I'll be listening. And, yeah, sorry, Bruin fans. Wish it was better.
Here's an email from the Shame Dog. I'm not sad. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Disappointed myself for falling for it again. It being thinking UCLA football was actually good. How would that be true? Hardly any recruits. Total reliance on restocking cast-offs yearly to have enough players. A has-been coach. Why would anybody consider this a recipe to produce championships, let alone wins? No roses for you. That's Seamus Fitzpatrick, representing Bruins on the East Coast.
Yeah, just wanted to call in one more time. Christy Bruin again. Just want to emphasize, feel bad for the players. Don't really put this loss on them, especially from the guys on offense. Really just getting beat up and seem like we didn't have a game plan to make best use of our guys. Especially Sturton and Ford, like we were big on all year. Feel bad that they transferred out. It was all right situation to come here. Do basically nothing. Schley looked like he got injured on that last drive, had to bring Griffin. So hope he's okay for the SC game. And don't know what you got to put Don apparently with Dante and Garber. Well, throwing the ball was an adventure every time. But yeah, again, it feels like a low point for Chip. Feels like he's lost the locker room, doesn't have a cohesive game plan. So to lose to a pretty moribund ASU team in the first year of a rebuild is pretty much all you got to say for the state we're in right now. Just one final stop while I pulled into my driveway. I was walking on the all sports. And I was having a really cool time in my car and put in an AirPod. And the song came on. I don't think you guys would know. It's kind of in the genre of pop that you guys are really into. Goodbye by an artist called Who Is Fancy. And it's got a really simple chorus. It's just goodbye, goodbye, losing my mind, goodbye. It just felt like a perfect way to encapsulate this loss and the Chip Kelly tenure as a whole. So thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me talk it out. See ya.
Look at the bright side. We finally got what we wanted. A unified fan base. How can anybody be pulling for Chip at this point? I take you back to the first time we thought he had it turned around. That was in the 2018 season, when he runs over USC. Josh Kelly, the man, the myth, the UCLA legend, has 29 yards rushing against the Trojans. Stomps them out. What a fantastic game. It was all turned around in year one. We were looking forward to year two. It was going to be great. Oh yeah, and then they lose to Stanford 49-42 in a garbage-ass performance. Josh Kelly has 55 yards. They finished 3-9. But then they had to turn around in 2019, remember? They beat Stanford. Revenge. They beat ASU. Gosh, what's that like? I don't remember. They beat Colorado, which elevated them to 4-2 in the Pac-12. 3 games left. They're going to challenge for conference title. Maybe. Oh yeah, no. They played number 7 Utah, got beat 49-3 in Utah, lost SC 52-35, and then lost to Cal in the season finale. Jamal went to that game. At least he had fun. Garbage, trash. 3 in a row to end the season. Something we could get used to. Then we get to the COVID year. That year was all honked up for a million reasons, right? But the Bruins showed a pulse, turning it around in year 3 of Chip Kelly. They got all the way to 3-2. And one of those losses, after the inexplicable loss to Carl Durrell in his season opener and career opener with the Buffs. God, how embarrassing. But then they have one of the greatest wins of the Chip Kelly era, which is a loss at Oregon with Chase Griffin as quarterback. They lose 38-35. But then they beat Arizona. They beat Sparky. Ready to go into the season stretch to play USC and Stanford to end the season and finish strong behind DTR, Demetric Felton, and Greg Dulcich. And of course they win, right? No. They lose 43-38 to the Trojans at the Rose Bowl. Then they lose in double overtime, an absolutely dreadful, horrible collapse in that game versus the Cardinal. Once again, giving us nightmares. Once again, and it's all over. Chip Kelly's best season to date at that point was once again a miserable 3-4. Trash. 2021 comes around, and of course, yes, this is the first good Chip Kelly season. Good, I put in quotes, because it's good for Chip Kelly. But it shouldn't be good for the Bruins. But, admirably, they make the 8-4. They beat LSU at the Rose Bowl, energizing everybody. Oh yeah, it's followed by a loss to Fresno State that's just demoralizing as hell, pulling your hearts out. But then they went on the road at Arizona, at Washington, only to lose to the class of the league, Oregon, Utah on the road. The season finishes okay, right? They beat SC that year, that was great. That was a hurdle year for DTR. Awesomeness. He signed the kid's autograph, a Trojan fan. But then, the season ends in embarrassment again, forfeiting the Holiday Bowl at the last minute because of COVID. Just a shit show. But 2022 really was the year. DTR is an 8th-year senior. They get Zach Charbonnet. God, what a man. And they start the season 6-0. And even a loss to Oregon. A competitive loss you could look at, squint your eyes and say, yeah, Oregon played their cards right, won the middle 8, won the game 45-30. And then they make it all the way to 8-1 after wins against Stanford and Arizona State. And Bruin fans are like, this really is a team we can get behind. And it was. It really was. Except for the fact, what is really the hallmark of the Chip Kelly era is the inexplicably bad loss right after things look good. The loosey pulling the football. The rug being pulled right out from under your feet. The proverbial banana peel that we slip on every single time, giving us BBS. Now and forever. He loses to Arizona at the Rose Bowl. Sound familiar? And they lose the shootout to USC. No harm in that. That was a tough game. And then they lose the most inexplicable bowl loss ever to Pittsburgh's JV squad. The season ends with losses in 3 out of 4 games, and the team finishes weakly to 9-4. Should have been the most layup 10-1 season in the history of UCLA football, and they choke all over themselves. Gag, gag, gag. Because you think they still have room to get better. They lose at Utah with Dante Moore as a freshman, And you're like, it's okay. The offense can't possibly be this bad for long because Chip Kelly is a freaking offensive genius, right? They lose to Oregon State. You know what? It's the first time they played a well-balanced offense and defense. Well-balanced offense, running and passing the ball. It's on the road, a very hostile environment. There's no real shame in that. I know Dante threw another pick six. It's okay. You put the steady veteran in there, Ethan Garbers, it'll all be okay, right? No, wrong. You get to Arizona, and the offense will not go down the field. The offense will not run the ball inexplicably. What is the problem? Run the goddamn ball. But even that, at Arizona, Arizona surging, to beat, play five ranked teams in a row and won three in a row. You can still squint your eyes and believe, but not anymore. Not after the Arizona State game. Not after Kelly falls to 500 once again. It is done. Please make it stop. It doesn't matter what happens in the most meaningless crosstown showdown. Oh, I don't know, I guess in a couple years because they've been meaningless a lot lately. But it doesn't matter what happens in that game. I think I'm ready to root for Cal to be bowl eligible in the finale at the Rose Bowl. Because guess what? I'm paying Cal tuition. Of course I want them to go to a bowl. Maybe that'll make my daughter happy. Who knows? I know I'm not going to be happy as long as this continues. Go Bruins. God help us all. Please make the bad man stop. Thank you. Thank you, Chip Kelly, for galvanizing the fan base. We're no longer polarized. All we want is change. Hear us roar. UCLA, please make it happen. And in conclusion, Chip Kelly must be stopped. Go Bruins.
Doomsday. The Brewpocalypse is now. Chip Kelly is the devil. Doomsday.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Doomsday. The Brewpocalypse is now. Chip Kelly is the devil. Doomsday.
Good evening.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
That was the What's Brewing Show.
Try us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
It's got to be in or out, Mom. In or out. Well, I need the door closed.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Dude, brah, we place a ball on the West Coast.
The final word is boob.